Little Waldor spurred his horse closer, giving Hodor a bump that pushed him backward. "What will you do if I don't?"
"He'll set his wolf on you, cousin," warned Big Waldor.
"Let him. I've always wanted a wolfskin cloak." "Summer would tear your fat head off," Bran said. Little Waldor banged a mail fist against his breastplate. "Does your wolf have steel teeth to bite through plate and mail?" "Enough!" Maester Lewin's voice cracked through the clang of the yard as loud as a thunderclap. How much he had overheard, Bran could not say, but it was enough to anger him clearly. "These threats are unseemly, and I'll hear no more of them. Is this how you behave at the Twins, Walder Frey?" "If I want to." Atop his courser, Little Waldor gave Lewin a sullen glare as if to say, "You're only a maester. Who are you to reproach a Frey of the Crossing?" "Well, it is not how Lady Stark's wards ought to behave at Winterfell. What's at the root of this?" The maester looked at each boy in turn. "One of you will tell me, I swear, or—" "We were having a jape with Hodor," confessed Big Waldor. "I'm sorry if we offended Prince Bran. We only meant to be amusing." He at least had the grace to look abashed. Little Waldor only looked peevish. "And me," he said. "I was only being amusing, too."